At Homeowner Experience Real Estate, we are not your typical real estate agency. Our detailed market watch, step-by-step processes, and technical backgrounds help our team support your unique Silicon Valley real estate needs. Our business philosophy is to provide step-by-step guidance and empower you to make informed, fact-based decisions. We have proven to be experts at modern digital marketing. Call today for an initial consultation or visit our free reports page for resources, videos, and market updates. Experience the difference with our local market expertise.
Are you thinking about selling and wondering what should I put money in? What should I prepare? What not to fix when selling a house? There's so many things on HGTV and people telling you, but really what is worth your investment and what is not? Today we're going to talk about that what not to fix list. I'm Teresa Wellman, your San Jose realtor, and today we're gonna go into the what not to fix when preparing your home for sale. I have over 18 years experience working with sellers, and I get questions all the time about, should I fix this? What about this? Is this worth it? So I'm gonna take some of those common questions and things that I think are not at all worth your money, and these discussions I have with sellers today, and give you a list of 10 items you should not fix, and then maybe some other things that you should consider in the process. Okay, so let's get started. Number one, driveway and walkway cracks. Here in San Jose, there are a lot of older homes that have cracked driveways, uneven surfaces. People think they should improve that because it is part of your entryway and curb appeal, right? But you know what? Hardscape is really expensive. So definitely do not fix the concrete cracks or walkway cracks. Number two, a really old shower or tub surround. Hopefully you've got a tile, but if not, even so, if the shower or tub is in functional condition, you should not fix it. What I do recommend is maybe fixing some of the accessories or the pieces around that shower or bathtub, such as the vanity or light fixture, to give it a little facelift, but definitely don't dig into a big project like a shower or bathtub remodel. Number three, should I fix old electrical outlets? Again, homes in San Jose were built in the 60s, some of them the 50s or 70s, and maybe don't have all three prong outlets, or they have the old almond style ones. So I'm gonna recommend you don't spend any money on those little things. What you can do is if you've got old almond outlets, make sure you've got almond covers to match them. You don't want part white, part almond. And if one room is white and one room is almond, that is okay, not worth your money. Number four, window coverings. You got some really old heavy style window coverings or valances that date the house. You know what? We don't replace them, we just remove them. So yes, you need to put a little attention there, but not any extra money. Remove them, have the painters patch, and make it pretty. The only place where you might need to put something very simple is in a front room if there's a privacy concern. And in that case, we're just gonna put a very simple curtain rod and some sheer curtains so we allow as much light in. I've seen this over and over again where people put shutters or have really old shutters or so many shutters, and you know what? It really darkens the space. And buyers really are looking for light and bright. They can always darken the space, but they can't add light. And if you've got shutters taking away that light, they're not gonna have that vision of how bright the house can actually be. So do not add extra window coverings. In most cases, remove them all. Number five, I actually had one seller ask me, should I update this recessed lighting to LED lighting? I mean, that would be great in an ideal world, and probably a home buyer is gonna do that. But to fix it, to put your house on the market to sell, no. Do not be updating recessed lighting to LED lighting. Recessed lighting is already an upgrade, so just go with it. Point number six, major landscape work. I have sellers constantly like, should I put in a whole new lawn? Should I do this or that? In most cases, depending on your budget, not gonna be worth it. I would not do anything other than sprucing up your landscape. That means trimming, making things look better, fertilizing lawns that you have them, maybe a slight reseeding to make them look a little bit better, but really minor things, tweaks, fresh mulch, fresh flowers that are inexpensive to really make the landscape show. Actually, to buyers, a very neutral landscape is actually better than something that's very overdone. So we're gonna par it down, thin it down, make it look presentable, and like a blank slate for the buyer to come in and do what they want to do. Point number seven, should I replace my front door? Should I fix my front door? Well, I can tell you right now, front doors are not inexpensive. So it is not worth your money. You are not going to get an ROI or return on investment on a new front door. What you can do is paint it a new fresh color and replace the front door hardware to coordinate with the rest of your home for a fresh new look. Point number 8, fireplace. Wow, this one has come up a lot lately. I've run into a lot of homeowners who have the old original brick fireplace and they know it's dated, but they wonder, should I cover it with stone? What should I do? To sell your home, definitely not worth it. Now, obviously, if you've already upgraded before you're selling, that's great. But just to sell your home, definitely not worth it. Most important would be to update the doors or fireplace screen that's there so it's in a modern color and finish, and just make it really presentable. If it's got some black soot on it, do your best to clean that, and then the home buyer can come in and do what they want. Point number 9, you've got a lot of brick planters or brick in the landscape or along your walkway. What do? Do you fix it? No. I agree, brick is a little bit dated, but what's more important is that everything coordinates. So what I would challenge you to do is to work with an exterior house color and other exterior surfaces that coordinate with the brick. I can show you some examples of how I've done that on several different properties. And you know what? Buyers never make a comment about it when it's coordinated and tied together. And point number 10, I think people know that hard surface is preferred today. So do you replace your carpet with hardwood or some sort of laminate or hard surface? Again, not really gonna get your return on your investment. Flooring is a huge return on investment upgrade, but not for upgrading the material. If you've got carpet that's really worn or dirty, it either needs a deep clean or a replacement to a basic carpet. Paying that extra to put in a laminate or hardwood, not worth your money, because buyers are probably gonna come in and put in the flooring they want anyway. So I hope you found a lot of value in this video. Definitely next, watch the 8 improvements that do make a difference in your return on investment, as well as watch my home seller experience for the process that I use to help sellers go through these home prep process and take some of that workload off of you so that we can help you carry the load. I thank you for watching. Until next time. Thank you for listening. I look forward to sharing more San Jose Silicon Valley real estate tips with you. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday for new episodes. If you'd like to see market charts and hear more updates on the San Jose local market, please visit Teresa Wellman Realtor Homeowner Experience YouTube channel. The link is below. Once an engineer, always an engineer. I love stats and data and hope you find my 16 plus years of experience insightful and valuable. Get more step-by-step home purchase and sale information on my website at homeownerexperience.com. There you will find several blogs, updates each month, market stats for specific neighborhoods in San Jose, and other detailed information on schools and neighborhoods. My goal is to provide exceptional real estate service above and beyond the norm, so check out homeownerexperience.com. Thanks for listening. Again, I'm Teresa Wellman with homeownerexperience.com, your local San Jose realtor, serving the western and southern sections of San Jose and the city of Campbell. Visit the Contact Us page on my website to set up your 15-minute initial strategy call.